Astronomer David Renicky helps make sense of our universe with Spaced Out.
Always something very interesting to talk about with David Renicky. Joins me fortnightly for Spaced Out on the Drive Through. How are you, David?
Yeah, good afternoon, Pete. Good to be with you.
Suffering in the heat over there, I believe.
Yeah, very hot over here. We're having heat wave conditions. I think all of Australia are suffering with it too. But our nights are nice and clear, and in the sky there's some beautiful things to have a look at. We'll talk about that in a moment. But China are really, really doing some great things on the moon, Pete.
Yeah, we spoke last fortnight that they had landed on the dark side of the moon, as it were. What are they up to?
Not only landed there, but they've also grown seeds there. Cotton seeds have sprouted. Now, we've never done this before. This is a test or an experiment, if you will, to see if we can survive on another world by growing our own plants and vegetables and things like that.
Mm.
These plants were taken there, along with other experiments that China have been doing, and these cotton seeds actually sprouted, which means they became alive. Now, the next day they died, and that was only because of the intense cold on the moon. There was no heating. They're in a little tin canister, but it shows us that we can grow things on an alien world like that by putting the right sort of nutrients in the soil. So when we go to the moon again, and China are about to do that, more than likely put an astronaut on the moon themselves. When we go to Mars, it looks like we can more than likely duplicate what we saw in the movie The Martian. We can probably live there and grow our own plants in the soil.
What's so special for us in the West about the night sky?
Oh, beautiful sight at the moment. Right across Australia, go and have a look in the morning. Any morning over the next two or three mornings, you'll see two beautiful bright lights, stars, if you will, in the east before sunrise, about an hour before sunrise.
Right.
When I laugh when I say that, people think they are stars, but these are two planets, Pete. Venus and Jupiter, very bright, very close together. Now, this is called a conjunction. It's an unusual pairing, if you will, of two planets. On their own, in the early morning sky, they are an absolute corker, and a good time to get the camera out and take a photograph. Look, be careful about this one. Catch it tomorrow morning or the morning after. After that, you're going to find they'll drift away, and the separation will be getting bigger and bigger. It's just a nice little lead-in, you know, to the January skies in Australia, which are always excellent. Our viewing at night time up here, and I think where you are too, and in fact right across Australia in the first couple of months of the new year, are always perfect.
How long are they there for, David? How long can we see them like that?
Probably the next one or two mornings, Pete.
Okay.
They're going to drift away bit by bit, but they will be there. They just won't be as close as they are at the moment. It's a wonderful sight. It doesn't cost you anything.
No, that's true. All of these great stories on David's amazing website, to davidrenicky.com.au. Astro Space News, a division of Astronomy Media Services. Interesting as always. David, look forward to catching you in a fortnight on the drive through with Spaced Out.
Will do. Thanks, Pete.